Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Pop Quiz. In these episodes, Joe is going to ask a topical question in history, and I then have to answer it. We're not editing these episodes. It's just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. Joe, I have a question.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Why is Congress trying to ban TikTok?
Well, that's a great question, John. It is trying to ban TikTok because it is actually a Chinese spy app.
Okay. Yes. Explain.
So TikTok has a settings feature where you can tell the app that you do not want it to track specific things. Unfortunately, it is still tracking all of those things. And by those things, I mean your photos, your locations, your phone calls, your search history, the apps you have on your phone, how you use those apps, all of it. It's a very, very dense app that tracks all of those things. It's also a very fun app. I had it for a while. Once I realized what it actually was, I decided to uninstall it, so they captured some of my information. But that is the reason why they are trying to ban TikTok.
Now, is it legal for an app to, because from what I understand, you're more plugged into the tech world than I am. From what I understand, if you tell an app, you know, don't track my information, don't sell it, don't collect it, et cetera, isn't there U.S. law backing that selection?
Yes, there is.
Okay. How are they getting around that?
They just are. They just do whatever they want.
And the American big tech companies that host TikTok on their platforms, like the Apple Store and the Google Store or whatever the Google App Store is called, they don't care?
Apparently not, because it's just a reality. The tracking that occurs on TikTok, authorized or not, if you don't go in and change your settings, it's a lot easier to do it, but they're still tracking you.
Hmm.
So it's so popular and it has so many people on it, and now the ads on it are so prevalent, it's like, do we want to shut down this juggernaut? I mean, they just don't want to.
Okay. And putting your political hat on, is the United States Congress qualified, equipped to understand, A, what TikTok is? Because I watched some of the hearings on that, and seeing these 98, 99-year-old senators quizzing young tech executives about, well, what is the TikTok? And asking these very, very kind of inane questions doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence that they know how to regulate this corporate social media behemoth.
No, they're not qualified.
Okay. And that's it.
Well, I say it that simply because they're not qualified to understand how TikTok works. But anyone can understand what TikTok tracks. If you're really serious about it, you can understand what information it's collecting, even if you tell it not to.
Hmm.
So the reason why I say if you're really serious about it is most people understand they're being tracked, but the app's fun. I mean, it really is. When I had it on my phone, I didn't post any content, but I would doom scroll for hours sometimes.
Would you really?
Yeah, because it's really entertaining. People are extremely creative. And they're very funny. I was seeing things that, I mean, were some of the funniest things I've ever seen on TikTok. Like all the skits, all the call-outs. It was just really, really fun. So it's a very engaging app. It's very well constructed. It's not confusing like Snapchat. Snapchat to me is extremely confusing.
That's because you're old.
No. I actually used Snapchat for a while. The user interface on it isn't that great. I mean, comparatively, when you're comparing it to other apps. So TikTok is naturally viral. It's easy to employ. It's easy to use. It's easy to share content. And it's easy to make money. So you have that torrent of things that make it so usable against this thing that you kind of know in the background. Yeah, I'm being tracked. But yeah, it's fine. They're not going to do anything with that information.
Well, thank you, Joe, for your debut on Pop Quiz.
Yeah, you caught me off guard.
I did.
I have my questions ready, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear my first question of this recording session in 2 weeks.
Thank you for joining us for a Pop Quiz. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.